I believe it will be a blessing to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout amen. God is good all the time. This is one of the sessions God is going to talk to somebody. If you are that one, shout a big amen. I don't think you are the one. If you are that one, shout a big amen. Glory, hallelujah. I feel joy in my heart because God is about to eradicate something that is not permitted in your life away. Praise God. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 5. It's a long reading, but I'm not going to do all of them. I'm just going to jump quickly and move to the verse number 5. And the whole story started when Jesus got to the fringe of the sea bank, and people pressed him to hear the word of God. Let's go to verse 4. Sorry. And the Bible said that there were two ships, and he entered into one of them, and he started preaching. And when he started preaching, those who were washing their net were still washing their net. And when he finished washing his net, when he finished preaching, this is what happened, the verse number 4. When he had finished speaking, he said unto Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. And I did mention to us last week that the word net there was plural. And Simon answers, Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will lay down my nets. Let's use the King James. Amen. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will lay down the net. King James is the original one. He says, well, I will lay down the net. When they had this done, watch out here. When they had this done, obedience is very important. They enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net would break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they would begin to sink. Simon Peter saw it. He fell down at Jesus' knee, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fish which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Amen. And I entitled this message, what? The season of what? Of change. Come on, shout the season of my change. The title is the season of change. Come on, say the season of change. Personality, say, from today my season of change has come. Say, my season of change. Amen. I told you the season is a particular time when something is made to happen. We have the rainy season, we have the snow season, we have the dry season back in Ghana, and we have so many seasons. And it is a season that determines what happens. When it is there are certain fruit in their season, you have them in abundance in the shops. And I told you that change also means make or become different from what it was before. Praise the Lord. And I said to you in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, we did also saw the element for our change to materialize. We need a word from God. And when you receive the word from God, it's just not good enough to bring you change. But also you must mix the word of God with faith. And we said that what is faith? And we said in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, that faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Then we said that faith is the begins the journey of our change, and faith finishes the journey of our change. And we saw that we said if faith is the journey of our beginning and faith is that which finishes the product of what we are expecting from God, then it means that I must really familiarize myself with the composition of faith. And we say faith is a substance of the things hopeful. So come on, say faith is a substance of things hopeful. And I said that most of us can be hopeful in life. And we said hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a particular thing to happen. So when you have a feeling of desire, expectation for something to happen, it is also not good enough, because a feeling alone is just not good enough to bring a change in our life. Because we have so many people who are hoping for something big in our life, but we aren't seeing them come to pass. Why? Because hoping alone is not good enough. Then we saw the other ingredient that makes faith become substantial, and that is what we call substance. And I explained to us that one of the profound meaning for substance, it means the most important part of what someone has said. And we said that because of the importance of it, it contributes to a behavioral pattern which goes with seriousness and the relationship. So when you have a hope, apart from having hope, you have to get a great expectation. The greatest expectation is good, but also you have to believe God to have a seriousness, place importance on what I've been said. And I told you that we talked already spoken about the word that fell on the wayside, and we said the word of God, even though it is powerful, if we allow it not to have its rightful place, it could fall on the wayside, which means it will become unproductive. But I prophesy that everyone under the sound of my voice, that when the word of God is released into your life in your season, it shall be productive in Jesus' name. And we told you that the seriousness you place on your hoping. Some of us have been told that in our education, we have to aspire, we have to inspire, we have to desire for great things in life. In our education, we have to set high standard. Setting high standard, not having the behavior that synchronizes with the expectation, means that it shall become what? Unproductive. And we say that change will come to pass in our life because God is the one who have decided to bring change into our life. Anytime you receive the word of God, it means that he wants to bring change into your life. And I believe that after today's service, change will come into your life. Your amen is too weak. I say change is coming into your life. I told you that God, in the book of Luke chapter 5, verse 2 to 3, the Bible said there were two ships that were there. And I emphasize on it that God chose one. And I want you to understand today that you happen to be the one God chose. In John chapter 15, it said, I have chosen you and you have not chosen me. He has chosen you that his glory shall be seen. Praise God. And I want you to understand that he has chosen you for such a change. God finds us where we are. When God finds you where you are and when he meets you is very important here. I want to dwell on this subject for a few minutes before I move on. Most of the time, when God wants to bring a change into our life, he comes on the scene. You realize in the story of Peter, he came on the scene when everything has been exhausted and no hope is coming out. Which means that in the physical realm, he's exhausted all the resources he's got. But at the end of the day, change is still not coming. If you want to experience your change, then you must be spiritual for your change. Because the word of God coming to us is spiritual. And therefore, we have to have a spiritual mind and a spiritual attitude to receive it. Because without that attitude, you can't conform to the image of God. Praise the Lord. There are times when we tried many things in life and it doesn't work. But when God comes to the scene, it makes the operation different. There are times in your life where you might have applied for several jobs and you come to church and the word of God comes back to you and tell you, I want you to apply the same job back again. And it may look as if you're wasting your time. I told you many times, I applied for a job many years ago, and I didn't get a job. I became so addicted to applying the same job in the same company several times that I just had to change the date and send it back to them. The application form, I don't alter anything. I just change the date of sending it to them. And every time I send it, they keep on refusing me. And I kept on sending anytime they bring the same job back. By the end of the day, I didn't become discouraged. I applied about four times the same job. And guess what happened? By the time this, I gave my CV to a company who sent it to the school. When they saw my CV, they said they want me. But when I applied for the job directly, they didn't want me. Praise the Lord. When the agency employs you, they have to pay the agency. I am applying free for you to take me and take me free and just pay me my salary. They didn't employ me. They employ me through the wall, the agency. Then after they went through their application, they discovered that this was a young boy who had been applying for our job with another school's application form. Praise the Lord. So not knowing, I've been applying for the same job with another school application form. But they said it doesn't matter because we would rather take the wrong application and tell the agency, no, we are not taking your boy because we already have it. So sometimes because of the wrong application, wrong things you have been doing, that is why you are not seeing change in your life. But God, repetition and not giving up will bring change into your life. Hallelujah. Now I want to dwell on this in the next 10 minutes. I want you to understand that Peter, until he came, listen, some of us, there is no wrong path. If you have a path or you've taken a wrong decision, a wrong step in life, there is no way it can become correct as you still maintain in that path. Do you understand the point out this way? You can't be in the wrong, and the wrong will become so wrong that it becomes correct. The prodigal son was going forward, moving forward in his wrongful state. He never realized anything corrected until he came to himself and turned back to where he started from. Peter wouldn't have experienced a change had he not come back to the shore to wash his net. Washing net means renewing your mind, going back to the word of God that was spoken to you. There are times when you don't see the prophetic word come to pass in your life. There are times, that is why they say, write the vision down so that them that readeth it may run with it. So when you read the prophecy, you pray, you go back to God and read it back. And the more you read it, the more clarification comes on. I didn't hear amen. So don't be disappointed. If God told you something and it ain't coming to pass, you have to go back and pray what he says to you. He said to you, back unto him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I want you to go to the verse number 4. And I want to share something there with you. Verse 4 to 6. That I'm finishing now. Praise the Lord. Verse 4 to 6. 4 says what? When he had left word speaking. In other words, it means when Jesus had finished word speaking. He said unto Simon, launch out word into the deep and lay down your word, your nets, for a word, a job. When he had finished word speaking. Some of us, we have to, for our change to come, we have to wait for Jesus to finish speaking. You have to wait because whilst he's talking is gathering the fish at a particular point for you. So your delay is not working against you, but it's working for you. That is why all things will work together for your good because you have chosen to love God. Hallelujah. By virtue of the time that Jesus was speaking. But Peter was patient enough to wait until he finished speaking. Our change is not coming to pass because before Jesus, as Jesus is speaking, we are busy doing other things. You have to wait for him to finish to give you the next instructions. Praise the Lord. There are certain people who have joined this ministry. They were told to come to this point. You don't move away from this point until you hear another voice to tell you to move before you move. Praise God. And by the fact that what you are expecting is not coming to pass, doesn't mean that God is wrong, but it is just a matter of what? Of timing. Simon Peter answered in verse number 5 and said unto him, Master, we have toiled the whole night. Please, it doesn't matter what you have done. When God speaks into your life and he tells you to act, if you obey it, you shall see a change. I didn't hear an amen. Your season of change is coming because God is bringing that season into your life. I want you to understand it pays to wait on the Lord. Say to your neighbor, it pays to wait on the Lord. Say, neighbor, it pays to wait on the Lord. Not on a family member, not on a friend. Don't take things into your hands when what God told you, what you are expecting for, is not coming to pass. There are some people who are waiting upon God. When a man brings a solution, they jump into it. Praise the Lord. When God tells you to wait, and there are certain people who are not... let me not use this example. I want a practical one. There are certain people, they have been told that their breakthrough will be coming. God promised them something powerful. And something comes and you can know that this one, it is not God in action. It is man in action. And you say to yourself, I've been waiting for quite too long. Maybe God is not coming to me like Sarah. He said, there is Agar around. Let's give Agar to Abraham. You will waste your change. You have to wait on the Lord. Praise the Lord. David said, I waited patiently on the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are certain things when you take them, it will bring instant gratification in your life for now. It is a momentary satisfaction, but it has got a replication that will cost you more. Peter waited upon the Lord. When he finished talking, then he spoke to him. Some of you, when you see the manifestation of God in other people's life, it dictates to you, then you start acting on certain things. You wait on the Lord, on the Lord. Say to your neighbor, wait on the Lord. David said, I waited patiently unto the Lord. In Psalm 1 and verse 1 to 3, he said, I waited patiently for the Lord. I wasn't in haste. I was just waiting for him to talk to me. I was just waiting for my appointed time. Another word for appointed time means my designated time, my prescribed time. Praise the Lord. When God has not spoken to you, you don't take a step. How many of you, I remember many times ago, you talked to somebody, it said, I have headache. Then somebody said, yeah, don't worry, I've got medication for headache because last time I went to the GP and I had headache, he gave me this prescription. It is called what? Drug abuse. Praise God. For the fact that you have headache doesn't mean your headache is the same as somebody's headache and therefore can be used. The solution that solves your problem can solve his problem. Before they give the medication, do you know they ask you, have you got any allergy? So if you have those allergy and you are taking the medication, it will affect you. Praise the Lord. And most Christians, we compare ourselves with others. Comparison is what is causing the church to lose its place in God. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. You have to wait for your appointed time. Say my appointed time. The Bible said, he said, Lord, I have tried this. If you want your change to come, God will give you an instruction that will not make sense. Your friends will not understand it. You don't need to understand the ways of God for them to act, to conform to what God wants to say. There are sometimes you just have to obey God for your change. Hallelujah. I've used this, the woman who met Elijah, I've used that example several times. And I told you that this woman just had to obey. And your obedience sometimes will not make sense fleshly, but you just have to obey. Praise the Lord. There are certain people God wants you to back on them to come, but they are not going to come until your breakthrough comes. I see somebody breakthrough coming. I see your redemption coming. I know somebody under the sound of my voice have been waiting. And I know it looks as if God is wasting time. God is not wasting time, but he's preparing something for you. And when that thing comes to pass, all the world will see it and will believe in our God. Maybe somebody under the sound of my voice, there is somebody called Sarah who is telling you that there is Agar around. Why don't you take Agar and give birth to a child? Maybe at that point you had a friend with Agar, you saw a son come out called Ishmael, but that Ishmael will cause you more trouble. Until you wait for your Isaac, you are not going to see joy in your life. I am here to tell you that there are times God will step into your storm, and one thing I know for sure is that when God is in your boat, it means that when God is in your case, he will turn beauty into ashes. He will turn your weeping into dancing. I don't know how long you have been down, but this God that we serve, he's so particular about his word. He has lifted up his word far above his name. So when the word of God comes onto your life and it says tomorrow by this time there shall be change, I want you to believe it. It doesn't matter what men have done, it doesn't matter what you have done, but when God says that your appointed time has come, it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody shout, my change has come. My Bible said Jesus Christ, way was born, and when he was born he died, and when he died after the first day, the Bible said he didn't resurrect. On the second day he didn't resurrect. His body began to stink, his body began to rot, but the Bible said he didn't move his body out. And the Bible said at the appointed time, on the third day, the Bible said everything that held on to his body, the Bible said death could not hold him captive. I prophesy upon your life, everything that used to hold you, your time is coming when they will let it go in the name of Jesus. I know there is somebody under the sound of my voice. Maybe men don't want your manifestation to come, like the man called Jesus. They decided to put a rock, a stone at the tomb to make the miracle impossible. But the Bible said when the time was come, even the rock could not stand the miracle. I prophesy upon your life, anything that is holding back your change, when your miracle time comes, your miracle will move away the storms in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know who told you you are not qualified, but I came here to tell you the stone that the builders rejected, when it became the time for the stone, the Bible said the stone became the cornerstone. I am yet to tell you that when your family rejected you like Joseph, your time is coming and they will bow before you in the name of Jesus. I don't think you heard what I said. Many are pulling you down, but get ready, get ready, get ready. God is about to bring a season of change, a season. The time for you for going for loan is about to be turned around. The banks will come to you and borrow in the mighty name of Jesus. I know many times you have been phoning a particular friend and you are telling the friend, give me money, borrow me money. Your time is coming, that when you phone on that friend. You will tell that friend, can I borrow you money? I prophesy upon your life that every delay in your life, anything that makes you feel useless, may your season of change come in the mighty name of Jesus. I know some of you, you have been ostracized. Some of you, your lecturer told you are useless. Some of you, your teachers told you are useless. But the Bible said, I should tell you, that it's the judgment and the conclusion of the matter is not in the hands of a man. But the conclusion of the matter is in the hands of God. Stand on your feet. I want you to pray today. Let me have music on the background. This is my desire. You want to pray, hold the hand of somebody. In the next 2 minutes, you want to pray. The Bible said Daniel prayed. His change was coming, but something held it on. You want to pray today that, Father, give me the patience. Give me the heart to be patient and wait for my appointed time. Lift up one of your hands, the hand that is free. Say, my God, my Father. As I pray today, give me the heart of patience to wait upon you for my appointed time. Come on, begin to pray like you believe God. My God, my Father, I had it right. But sometimes my situation make me want to act quickly. I pray that may I wait for my appointed time. May I wait for my season. May I wait for the time that no man can shut. Lord, I pray today, let there be a change in my life. Let my season of change come, that I will back on others, those who has also given up, that your miracle will bring a change. Come on, begin to pray. You have been waiting for quite too long. It looks as if you are wasting time, but God, come to my rescue. God, come to my deliverance. Come and deliver me, oh God. It is so shameful. It is so disappointing. Oh, 2018, bet my change, bet my season, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. The Bible said it was prophesied that Esau would bow before Jacob. But Jacob started running away, not knowing his miracle will manifest after his struggle with the angel. You want to pray because there are certain things you have to let go for now. Some of you, you need to be alone for God to have an encounter with you. Some of you, you are sleeping too much. Some of you, you have to wrestle with the angel to ask you the right question for your change. You want to pray that whatever is preventing me to be alone to have an encounter with God for my change, Father, move those things away from me. Lift up your right hand. Stretch your right hand to me. Say, my God, my Father. As I pray today, any step I need to take, anything holding me back, anything that has become a distraction in my life today, as I pray now, scatter my distraction. Scatter them now. Come on, begin to pray like you believe God. My change is coming. I pray that anything that causes my chain to slow, anything that causes my chain to delay, anything that distracts me focusing on my change, as I pray today, God, my Father, let there be a turnaround in my life. Let there be a turnaround in my life. Anything holding me back, it could be my family, it could be my job, it could be my sickness, it could be my thoughts. I pray today, oh God, may I have the loneliness with you that will cause me to have an encounter with you in the mighty name of Jesus. The overwhelmness of my situation that makes me look my focus on you, as I pray today, Lord, as I pray today, the delays in my life, the years of my life in waiting for my change, as I pray now, let there be a counter in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The last prayer you are praying, look at me. The Bible said the man at the pool of Bethesda stayed there for 38 years until he met the right man. His effort was in vain. You want to say that, God of heaven, may I have an encounter with my helper? Did you hear what I just said? You want to pray that God, may I have an encounter with the right helper for my life. Lift up your right hand. Say, my father, Lion of Judah, as I pray today, release my helper for my change. Come on, begin to pray like you believe God. I pray today like Zacchaeus, release my sycamore tree. I pray, oh God, like the man at the pool of Bethesda, release my Jesus. Like blind Bartimaeus, release a man who will tell me Jesus is passing by, that I will know and shout in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, as I pray this day, oh God, let my change come, let my water break forth, that my change of my deliverance will come, let my helper come, let my water break forth, let my water break forth, that my gift will manifest, let my water break forth, that my baby will come forth, that my promise will be better, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, every delay, may it be conquered, every distraction, may it be alleviated, every laziness, may it be cast out, in the name of Jesus. We give a glory. Lift up your right hand, begin to bless him. Begin to bless him for his goodness. Begin to bless him for his goodness. Begin to bless him. Come on, 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 thank God. Today your change has come. Today your change has come. I see the Lord bringing your change. I see the Lord bringing your change. I see the Lord bringing your change. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your right. Lift up your hands as we pray to end the service. I pray today that as we have been waiting in expectancy of God, as we have been pregnant with this promise, we have become sleepless. We have become so tired. We have become so weak. But I pray today, as you hear the sound of my voice, your water is breaking forth tonight. The water is breaking tonight, today. That your deliverance will come. That your change will come. I pray into your life, under the sound of my voice, that you will see the season of miracles in your life. Anything that your strength couldn't provide, may the word of God provide. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe in somebody, shout, my change has come. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Let's begin to share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, forever. Amen. Amen.